From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a joy to be able to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program, something that we've been doing since 1989. We've taught a lot of Bible down through the years, and that's what this program is all about. We simply teach and preach the Word of God so that souls will come to Christ, so that Christians will grow in Christ, and so that God Himself will be exalted and lifted up and edified. And I would encourage you to join us every day at this same time on this same radio station. And if the Lord is using this program in your life, share it with others, that together we might be able to grow in the Word of God. This week we are dealing with the effect of God's Word as it is brought out for us in Joshua chapter 1. I mentioned yesterday that there are many places in the Bible that we could turn to talk about the effect of the Word of God. But what we see in Joshua chapter 1 sort of lays it all out for us. And keep in mind that Joshua was just about ready to begin the task of leading the children of Israel into the Promised Land. And God said to Joshua, if you're going to be successful in doing what I've called you to do, then you must have a right attitude toward the Word of God, the book of the law, as it was expressed in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. And that is very applicable to you and to me today. If we are going to do all that God wants us to do, if we are going to be all that God wants us to be, we must have the right attitude toward the Word of God. Well, notice how God brings it out to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, we began to really dig into this 8th and 9th verse yesterday from Joshua chapter 1, and I mentioned that the effect of God's Word in these two verses is really fivefold. Number one, it provides taste. Number two, it provides good thinking. Number three, it provides good teaching. Number four, it provides good thriving. And number five, it provides good toughness. Yesterday, we noted that God's Word provides good taste, where God said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Today, we go on, and I want to emphasize the fact that God's Word provides good thinking. Good thinking. Where God said to Joshua, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That word meditate is the key word, I think, in that passage of Scripture. Because it talks about the idea of digesting the Word of God and applying the Word of God to our lives. And thinking about the Word of God and memorizing the Word of God and making the Word of God a part of our lives. Do you meditate upon the Word of God today? Number one, we see here that it is a command. God said to Joshua, and he says to you and me today who are Christians, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. In other words, the thought of the Word of God is to be on our minds consistently. Not just every now and then, but consistently. You know, David even talked about this same concept over in the book of the Psalms. Psalm 1, beginning with verse 1, David said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." You see, David was saying that the one who delights in the law of the Lord, the one who meditates upon the Word of God day and night, is going to be the one who will be successful and strong and sustained by God and do all that God wants him or her to do. Down through the years, and you know, I've been involved in pastoral ministry for over 47 years. And down through the years, I've had people come to me and say, "Pastor Gary, I don't understand why I'm not being successful in my life. I can't understand why I'm not being successful in my ministry." And they would go on to say there's no known sin, really, that's dominating their lives and so forth. And I'll say to them, "How much time do you spend in the Word of God?" "Well, I read it daily." "Well, that's good. But do you study it? Do you dig into it? Do you meditate upon it?" "Well, not so much, Pastor Gary." Well, folks, that's the problem. You know, I'm all for reading through the Bible, and I know that many people read through the Bible once, twice, three times a year, and I support that. I read the Bible like that myself. But it's important that we stop and meditate and think upon the Word of God, so that throughout the course of the day, it is the Word of God that guides us. We call that the biblical worldview. You know, it's interesting to note, over in the book of Romans chapter 12, we have two great verses that I know that many of you know very, very well. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where we find that the Apostle Paul, as he's writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, says this, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." Many Christians today are conforming to the world. In some cases, they're more like the world than they are the Word of God. Why is it? Well, it's because they're not transforming their mind. They're not being transformed by the renewing of their mind. And somebody might say, "Well, how do I transform my mind?" Well, what do you do in your mind? You think. So the question is, what do you put in your mind to think about? Well, it should be the Word of God. It is the Word of God that will renew the mind to the point that we'll begin to think righteously, we'll begin to plan righteously. But, you know, if the Word of God is not in our mind, even as Christians, we are capable of doing any particular sin that's in the book. We need to be thinking upon the Word of God, as it will renew our minds, and it will lead us down the paths of righteousness for God's name's sake. I think of the book of Philippians and chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Remember these words? Paul says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think. And that word think means to carefully reflect on these things. Now, you see about eight things listed in that verse, Philippians 4:8. That which is true and honest, that which is just and pure, that which is lovely, that which is of good report, that which is virtuous, and that which brings praise. I've often said down through the years, and I believe it with all of my heart, that those things that are listed in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, number one, summarize the character of God. But secondly, they summarize the essence of the Word of God. The Word of God is that which is true and honest and just and pure and lovely and brings good report and is virtuous and brings praise. God's Word itself praises God. These are the things that we are to be thinking upon. Many times as Christians, we get ourselves in trouble because we don't have good thinking. We need to be in the Word of God. God said to Joshua thousands of years ago, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Are you constantly thinking on the Word of God? I want to encourage you to get up every morning and read the Word, spend time studying the Word, maybe even memorize the Word, and then throughout the course of the day, think about what you read, think about what you studied, think about what you memorized. And then when you go to bed at night, pick up your Bible and read it so that overnight, the Word of God might even have an impact upon your thought life, even that might come into your mind unconsciously. But meditate upon the Word of God. Think on the Word of God. It's the very best thing that you can be thinking about. It will guide your life. The Lord willing, tomorrow we will note that the Word of God provides good teaching. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.